The New Zealand Initiative says the Reserve Bank has been unfairly scapegoated for leaving interest rates too high for too long. Executive Director Oliver Hartvish says the current government changed the Reserve Bank's mandate to only fighting inflation, and it's simply doing its job.
The new coalition government reduced the Reserve Bank's mandate to just a single mandate on price stability, whereas the previous government had actually initiated a double mandate on price stability and economic growth. So the Reserve Bank basically did what it was supposed to do. It followed that price stability mandate and it delivered.
Oliver Hartvish says comments by the Prime Minister that interest rates should have been cut faster ignores the fact that the Reserve Bank has no formal responsibility for economic growth. He says the government's own fiscal policies are making the Reserve Bank's job harder.
The Reserve Bank is also fighting not just with inflation but also with fiscal stimulus, because the government, of course, in last year's budget delivered tax cuts, and these tax cuts were not fiscally neutral. They made the Reserve Bank's job harder. That means the Reserve Bank had to work twice as hard now to get inflation under control, because it was trying to do a contractionary policy, whereas the government was still in expansionary mode.
And Oliver Hartvish says the government's fiscal policy and the Reserve Bank's monetary policy are actually pulling against each other.